Justin Fluke joined by Derek Jasper talking Troy girls basketball. The Lady Trojans have played three games since last we spoke and start sub-state tomorrow with the quarterfinal at D-West. But if we go back to last Thursday night, Coach, the most competitive game that you've had here in the last week or two against Axtell, certainly some things positive that you took from that game. Let's talk about that one a little bit and maybe what you felt like was ultimately the difference in a loss by 8 points there in the end.
Yeah, an Axtell game, one we, you know, thought we could win, both of us kind of down at the bottom of the TBL standings, and a really close game in all the statistical categories. We shot 1 out of 21 from three-point line. That's probably the difference, you know, poor shooting in a lot of these games and not making open shots. It's been our bugaboo all year long and something we just can't fix right now, I guess. So that really hurt, and they made more plays than we did down the stretch. They beat us 17-10 in the fourth quarter. And made some nice plays down the stretch, and just we couldn't come up with enough plays to win that game. And, of course, a pretty disappointing loss for us. But really a competitive game, a low-scoring, ugly kind of game. But that was fine, and it was good competition for us. And in this long stretch, it just didn't shoot the ball well enough.
Even better competition then against Hanover and Donovan West earlier this week. I know in the Hanover game, they must have came out pretty hot. I saw like a 22-point first quarter or something like that. So, again, I guess just struggling to score the basketball consistently at times is kind of the same story, right?
Yeah, and, you know, turnovers, another one of our problems. We had turnovers early against Hanover and then really settled in. We end up having 17 turnovers for the game, and we actually forced 17 turnovers. So even there against Hanover, but they really badly out-rebounded us, 41-18 on the glass. And again, you know, we're only 2 out of 12 from three-point line. So, man, we're really good shooters in practice like we have been all year, and then it's just not translating over to the game. So scoring points, certainly a problem, and Hanover's a quality club. And we did some good things in the Hanover game execution-wise, as we did last night against D-West early on. Really executed some things well, did some decent things on offense. D-West really good defensively, but we had some open looks. Just couldn't knock them down to hang in there. It was 16-13 at one point in the second quarter, and then D-West is a team that goes on some runs. They went on an 8-0 run to end the half, so we're down 11 at halftime, and then felt like we played pretty good through three quarters, but still you look up the scoreboard and you're down 18, so when you're playing a good basketball team like that, it's just hard to get over the hump. A few too many turnovers again last night, and the ability not to knock down some open shots, and then they really went on a run in the fourth quarter when we kind of folded a little bit and got that score out of hand. So,
yeah.
Some decent moments in both of those games, some decent moments in all the games, but just not enough consistent scoring.
Reagan Hill, leading scorer, I think, in those last couple of ball games with 9 points and 10 points. You did hit three threes against D-West, and now you play D-West again in a quick turnaround. So the third meeting against them as your rival, but this one, everything's on the line. I'm sure, you're telling your team in a practice tonight that you don't have the pressure. I mean, just go out there with nothing to lose kind of a mentality, right?
Yeah, and there was enough positive moments last night that, you know, should give us some hope and confidence that we can play them better and play a little tighter this time around if we just make some shots. Now, do we have to play a near-perfect game? We certainly do. We can't turn the ball over, and we've got to make open shots, and we've got to do some of the things that on the defensive end last night when we did some good things. But they're a really hard team to hold down. You know, we have to hold them under 50 somehow, and I don't know if they've been under 50 points for quite a while, so going to have to play a near-perfect game, but I think, you know, we have enough confidence and did enough good things last night that the hope is still there. Just have to eliminate a few of the mistakes, and we have to make sure we make all those easy ones when we do get the chance to make some easy shots. So, still want to take our team into battle. They still seem to be fighting for us pretty hard and playing with some pride, so I hope they'll continue to do that one more time, at least Thursday night.
You bet. Best of luck against Donovan West. Coach, thanks for your time, as always, joining us each week here on the radio. You're one of the few coaches that I get to talk to during football and basketball season, but always enjoy our chats and time. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Yeah, Justin, we appreciate everything you do all season long for all the sports and the teams here in our area, and especially for us. Appreciate all your coverage. Thank you.
A lot of fun. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. We'll talk Trojan boys basketball right after this.